Hey everyone, welcome to the Stories of Language Learners. I'm your host, Chalice. Are you guys ready to hear some birds singing? I always record the intros at night because it's more quiet where I live, but today I've decided to record this intro in the morning, so you guys are gonna probably hear birds singing, dogs barking, some cars passing by the street that is next to my house. Anyway, so are you guys ready for our first Halloween themed episode? You guys, I've always wanted to make a Halloween episode and I finally decided to do it, but I didn't want to record this episode alone, so I've decided to invite Julian and Chloe. They are the hosts of the I'm Scared But I Like It podcast. I love their podcast and I knew they would be the perfect guests to be part of this special Halloween episode. Their podcast is all about spooky things. I highly recommend you guys check it out. I'm gonna add in the show notes their podcast link, and this was a 2-hour recording episode, so I decided to split this episode into two parts. But in case you were a supporter of the podcast on Patreon, the full episode in video format is already available there, so you can watch it on YouTube. Anyhow, this first part is all about Halloween and the second part is gonna be about spooky stories. Here are some of the things we talked about in this episode: how Halloween celebrated in the US, plus some Halloween traditions, iconic Halloween treats and candies that people often give out during trick-or-treating, unique Halloween celebrations and events in the US, Halloween movies and TV shows. Julian and Chloe shared with us their favorite Halloween memories from their childhood. They also shared the story behind the creation of the I'm Scared But I Like It podcast. I truly had the most amazing time hanging out with Julian and Chloe. I really enjoyed recording this episode and I'm sure that you guys are gonna love it. Learning a new language changed my life, and I'm sure that it can change yours too. One of my main goals with this podcast is to share amazing and inspiring stories from other learners, so we all can stay motivated and get inspired over and over again. I hear on a daily basis how much you guys love and appreciate the show. So now you can support the work I've been doing with this podcast by becoming a member on Patreon. All the financial support there will go to the podcast and our community. Also, by becoming a member on Patreon, you'll get extra content. The link to join us on Patreon is in the show notes. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your support. Julian is joining. Chloe, hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hello. Oh my gosh, you guys, I am so excited that you are here. Thank you so much for coming.
Woo-hoo. Thank you so much for having us.
Hello. Hi, Julian.
Hi.
Wow, 1 year later, Julian and I, we are united again.
We're back.
Yes.
We're back in action.
Uh-huh. Wow. Okay.
Oh my God, your background, cute. Everybody's background is so cute and autumnal, and mine just looks the same.
Oh.
No.
Mine is fake, by the way.
I know yours is fake. Oh, yeah. Yours is the best.
Wow. What is this? Is this real pumpkin?
Yeah, they're real pumpkins.
Wow.
And there's nowhere for me to put them where you'll be able to see them.
Just hold it the whole time. Just hold it right next to just like.
That would be amazing. That would be an awesome workout session, right? While podcasting.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Today we're going to have a spook night, right? I mean, Julian and I, we're going to have a spooky night and Chloe a spooky afternoon, right? Is afternoon for you, Chloe?
Oh, right.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to have a spooky day. Let's put this that way. Are you guys ready? Okay, I'm going to start by introducing myself. Julian already knows a little bit about me. And I don't think that Chloe knows a bit about me, but I'm going to introduce myself. Okay, so my name is Chavez and I'm from Brazil. I live in a small town in the countryside of Brazil, and I started this podcast back in May of 2020. This is a passion project that I started in the middle of the pandemic. I found myself having so much free time, and I thought myself, I need to do something with my free time. And I really wanted to find a way for me to connect with other English learners or language learners in general. And I consider myself a curious person, and I thought to myself, I'm going to start a podcast, and I'm going to interview people, and I'm going to put this content out there. And I've been doing this since May of 2020. It's been more than 3 years.
That's amazing. So, okay, two things. First, I want to make sure I'm pronouncing your name right. So, Charles, like that?
Perfect. Wow, Charles. I'm impressed. Yes, Charles. Well,
Chloe's impressive.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm really not. Oh, my God, no. But many, it's like the one time I got something right.
Many people here in Brazil struggle to say my name because it's unusual. It's very unusual, my name.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
Charlotte.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, thank you.
Me too.
Yeah, for the record, we like your name.
We like your name. We approve.
Thank you. I'm glad that we're recording this. The world's going to know that you both like my name. And by the way, I live in Varginha. Can you imagine if I lived in Virginia? No, I'm joking.
Oh my God.
You said you did.
I was like, there's no way he wouldn't have told me that by now.
No, don't live in Virginia.
Oh my God, I almost lost it just now. Okay.
But I have something about Virginia that I would like to share with you guys. And I'm going to share. I think I need to share this now. Okay, so I host English speaking sessions for people, for them to join us so we can hang out and practice English together. And I remember that there was a day that we were talking about the spooky and supernatural and UFO stuff. And a guy from the state of Minas Gerais, which is a state where Virginia is located, he was in this call. And then he told me something very interesting about Virginia. And he told me that one day he was with his friends, and then they started joking about everything that happened in Virginia with the UFO stuff there. And one of the guys who was there, he suddenly got quiet and he said, please, you guys, do not joke around about this. This is real. I saw it in the woods. And this is all I know.
Excuse me?
This is all I know. Maybe I can give you guys this person contact, so
yeah, give me his phone number, give me his address, give me his email address.
Yes, that's incredible.
Please.
That's incredible.
That's amazing.
I wonder if he'd be willing to share more.
Oh my God.
If he saw it in the woods.
If he's brave enough. Mm-hmm. He doesn't think the government's going to come after him.
But the guy who told me this, he also mentioned that he was like under the influence, I don't know, of alcohol or drugs. So
you buried the lead.
I don't know.
Hey,
sometimes I saw all sorts of shit on mushrooms, dude. I don't know if that means anything.
Hold on. But when you're inebriated, sometimes the truth comes out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Of you, not of the universe around you necessarily. I don't know.
Maybe
I'm not going to talk like I know anything.
For a long time. And then he finally felt relaxed enough to say it.
Yeah.
No, but he's saying that he was inebriated when he saw it.
Yeah. Oh.
That's different.
Oh. Okay.
Well. But, yeah, I don't know how much of this is story is accurate, but yeah, this is just something cool that I thought I would be sure with you guys.
It's definitely interesting.
It's amazing.
Okay, so are you guys okay with all the questions that I prepared?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't, one of them I do not have a good answer for. Is that acceptable?
Yes, no problem.
Okay.
We can skip the question.
No, we don't have to skip it. I'll just be like, I'll just have a lame answer. That's just how it will be.
Yeah, I love lame answers. Feel free to.
It will make everybody else's answers sound like even more interesting because mine is like so pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your sacrifice.
Yes. Always.
And to be honest, I am not going to answer these questions because you guys, we have no Halloween here, which is quite sad.
Oh.
We don't celebrate Halloween in Brazil.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Halloween, I would say that nowadays, English schools, English teachers, people who teach English, they make some events that students can go and participate and be part of this culture who is really strong in the US. But yeah, this is not a tradition here. But Bummer. Who knows, wow. Maybe we can change that.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay.
I feel like I swore last time on your podcast. How much swearing is allowed or not allowed?
Yeah, it's allowed. It's okay.
Nice.
People Hell love yeah. it. Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
This is why I love Chalice. He just lets me be me.
Uh-huh. I love that.
Amazing. Okay, so let me just tell the listeners how we ended up here. You guys, I have been thinking about doing a Halloween episode since, I don't know, last year. I mean, maybe since I started this podcast, I really love Halloween and talking about spooky things, supernatural things, and this kind of stuff. And then this year, I finally thought to myself, I'm gonna make a Halloween special episode. And I've thought to myself, who should I invite? Because I don't want to do this alone. As I mentioned, we don't celebrate Halloween here. I have no knowledge of Halloween. And I thought to myself, I'm gonna invite Julian and Chloe. And here's why. If you guys enjoy what you are gonna listen today, the stories and this kind of episode, I have some really great news. Julian and Chloe, they have a podcast called I Am Scared But I Like It, which I'm a huge fan. You guys, I have listened to all episodes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I thought that you both would be the perfect guest for us to talk about some spooky things. And if you guys enjoyed this episode, you can head on to Julian and Chloe's podcast, which I'm gonna link in the description of this episode. And I'm so grateful that you guys took the time to be here. Truly, I so appreciate it. Thank you.
We're sorry.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you. Thank you for bringing us on. And we feel so honored to be invited. And we're going to have a great show today. I really feel it in the air.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, I've been here before. I've been here with Chalice before. Mm-hmm. I was on the podcast a year ago talking about language learning. And ever since then, I've just been yearning for another opportunity to talk to this wonderful person. And so I'm very excited to be here again.
Okay. I wasn't going to mention this right now, right at the bat, but would you come back for us to hang out at least once a year to do some Halloween episode? I would love that so much if you guys could come again. Let's see.
Yeah.
If you don't hate me till the end of this podcast, you guys can consider coming back next year, okay?
Yeah, we'll see how Chloe feels at the end of this. Got it, Chloe?
Oh, come on. Don't. Come on now.
Okay, so I think that maybe the listeners know a little bit about Julian, but if not, I'm going to ask you guys to tell us a little bit about yourself. So, Julian, could you please start?
Yeah. So, I am Julian. Hey, I am known online mostly as Leafling Learns. That's how I appeared last time on the podcast, at least. Where I talk about self-compassionate language learning. I'm learning Japanese and Yiddish, and every once in a while, a little Spanish as well. I am 30 years old. I live in Minnesota. I work in marketing and graphic design when I am working. And on the side, I also have a paranormal podcast with my bestie, Chloe.
Oh.
So it's a lot of fun. I guess I won't say more about it. I'll let Chloe talk about herself before we say more about the podcast.
Yeah, actually, I have a question here about the podcast for you guys.
Yeah. I'll cut myself off.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing. So, Chloe, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chloe. I live in Hawaii. I am a painter. My medium is mostly watercolor. I've been dabbling in gouache and long way to go, but I really, really enjoy painting.
That's a Chloe original.
Wow.
You can't see it. That's a Chloe original. This whole room has like five Chloe originals.
Julianne is the most supportive person ever.
She's just and good. I liked her art before I liked her, dude. Like, it wasn't the other way around.
I love the honesty right there. Yeah.
I didn't know you.
I'm glad that I held up with my artwork, my personality. But anyway, I also happen to really like haunted stuff, man. I had a lot of creepy experiences growing up, and Hawaii is a very spiritual place. The culture here, most people believe in spirits. We don't mess with the spirits. We show respect. So I think it's just a part of who I am. And I don't know. I just love investigating mysteries. I love figuring out, okay, here's the myth. What's the actual truth behind it? And it's really creepy when you can't explain it and you're like, this might be real. So that's really why we did I'm Scared But I Like It, and we are still doing it, and I'm very happy to be doing it with Julianne, my bestie too.
Amazing. Wow. I am so curious right now to see your art. Do you have like an Instagram page or something where you put your art? You can send me later on. Yeah, I can check it out, and if you want, I can also share with our listeners if they are interested in buying some stuff. Okay, so now, here's what I did. I would like to ask you two questions. One question for Chloe and one question for Julianne, and then we're going to go to the Halloween questions. So let me first read the questions. So for Chloe, how did you guys meet? And then for Julianne, can you share with us the story behind the podcast? When did you guys decide to start this project? Okay, so Chloe, how did you guys meet?
Oh, it's a very funny story. Not really, kind of. I don't know. It was funny to me. Okay, so Julianne and I have never met each other. She lives in the brisk, cold north, and I live on a tropical island in the middle of the ocean. Mm-hmm. And so she found me on Instagram and liked me for my art before me. And are you okay with me telling people this?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember.
Okay, I remember. I know.
Okay. So I get this message from Julianne one day, and she's like, "Hi, I don't want to be weird, but I just want to let you know that I love you and I think you're great. And I was looking in your, like, who you follow on Instagram, and you liked all of the Fab Five, you know, Queer Eye. And I just think that's great," or something like that. Maybe I'm making it too nice right now.
No, it's probably, love you. I do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Let me be very clear. I was not looking through who she follows to be creepy. I was looking through who she follows because I was like, what artist does she like? Like, if I love her art, what artist does she like? Because I wanted to just like expand or whatever. Okay.
Sure. So,
this was just talking, right?
Whatever you say.
Yeah. And also just find her family and friends and just figure out where she lives.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought that was really cute. And I was like, oh my God, I love you too. Hi. And then we just clicked. I don't know. Our personalities just click. You're the only person I can really be, like, I have a very dry sense of humor, and you don't get offended when I make really strong jokes.
I love that.
Yeah, I love that about us.
Amazing. Thanks for sharing. You know what I thought? This what was going through my mind when I listened to your podcast. I was wondering, how do they meet? I thought that, at first I thought that you guys connected because of language learning. I don't know. I had this in mind. But wow, what an amazing story. Thanks for sharing.
I mean, she also does happen to also do some Japanese. Oh. So
Yeah, I did for a while.
But that wasn't like the connection point or anything. Just a random coincidence.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so Julianne, can you share with us the story behind the I'm Scared But I Like It podcast? When did you guys decide to start this project?
It must have been spring, summer of 2022?
I don't know.
Is that right? Something like that. But I'm pretty sure, Chloe, you can tell me if I'm wrong, because I might be wrong. I'm pretty sure you just said to me, do you want to start a paranormal podcast?
That's right.
I think that was it.
I messaged her and I was like, hey, so I just had the weirdest idea. It's a half joke, but I'm just letting you know, I have a dream of starting a paranormal podcast and you would be the one. Can you imagine if we started one together? And I was like, just joking. But deep in my heart, I was hoping maybe something would
resonate.
Yeah, a joke,
but not a joke.
Yeah. And then she was like, let's do it. And I was like,
yeah, I was just immediately like, yeah, of course. Like, of course we're doing that. Like, what do you
mean? It was a dream come true.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It was something like I've always wanted to do some sort of podcast and I enjoy paranormal podcasts. And I was just like, yeah, that makes sense. Let's fucking go, dude. Let's fucking go. And we did. We fucking went.
Amazing.
We did
it. Awesome. Okay, so shall we start with the Halloween questions? Okay, the number one that I have here. Do you celebrate Halloween? If yes, what are some common Halloween traditions where you live? I think maybe Julian can start and then Chloe just organize the answers. Julian, yeah, I think you are so happy that I said that.
This so question please. Is one of the ones I was like, I don't have a good answer.
Oh, the first question.
The first question. So, but I am going to be loud and proud about my mundane answer. Do I celebrate Halloween? Not really. I did.
That's shocking for us.
I know. I know it's confusing. Yeah. I love horror movies. I love spooky everything. I'm the co-host of a paranormal podcast. I was like, Halloween, I don't know. I did when I was a child. I did when I was a college student. Nowadays, I'm a little indifferent. I mean, I was indifferent then. I have always just been kind of along for the ride with Halloween. But I did the trick-or-treating thing. I did the partying thing. And now I do nothing. But common Halloween traditions where I live, just trick-or-treating and for adults, drinking. And that's that over here.
Awesome. I love that. Thanks for sharing. Mm-hmm. Just being real, right?
Yep.
Being real.
Always.
Chloe, what about you?
Yeah, spooky season is alive and well in the islands. Maybe people don't expect that from a tropical island, but no, we go all out for sure. We do trick-or-treating just like anywhere else. And I realize there's a lot of people from around the world listening to this who might not celebrate Halloween. So like, just in case, like trick-or-treating is just like going door-to-door and saying trick-or-treat. And then you get candy and sometimes you get the full bars. That's amazing. That's a blessing. So instead of like the little mini bite size, you get the full size. Those hashtag blessed, you know what I mean? Like, that's like the good stuff. It was particularly in Hawaii, though. There is this one plantation called, like the Hawaii plantation. I think it's just called the Hawaii plantation or something like that. Sorry. But it's in Waipahu. And this is a real-ish, it's like more of a museum now, but they have like one cottage house for like Japanese immigrants and then Chinese and then Korean and then Filipino, you know. So you get to really walk through this village and see antique items and how they lived and all of that. And so every Halloween they put like a huge like walkthrough scary house, haunted house thing. I went through that one time. I peed my pants a little bit. Sorry if that's like rated R. It's what happened, okay? And this
peeing
place
is all ages.
All age appropriate. Okay, so I did because I was so scared. They had like the grudge coming out of like the bathhouse. Oh my God, it was scary. But apparently this plantation is actually haunted. Ghost hunters went there and investigated. Mm-hmm. And I've been there for multiple trips, like field trips as a kid. And I can say the vibes are very creepy indeed. So I would say, yeah, that's something specific to Hawaii.
It's amazing. It's so interesting that you mentioned so many different cultures like Japanese and Filipinos, and it's so diverse, Hawaii, right?
Yes.
Very cool. Awesome. Okay, next one. What are some iconic Halloween treats and candies that people often give out during trick or treating? Do you have a favorite one?
A favorite one. I mean, okay.
Ooh, I gotta think. Hold on.
Yeah, you have time to think because I'm gonna be over here struggling. Okay. Struggling because I'm about to confess something that's hard for a lot of people to accept about me. I don't like chocolate. Okay, I'm just getting it out right now. Okay, so my answer to this question is probably not gonna be anybody else's answer to this question, but it's my truth. Okay, you're gonna have to accept it.
This is a safe space.
We're deciding right now that this is safe.
Yeah. Exactly. So, but what do you like then?
Well, just anything fruity. So it's like, you know, around these parts, you know, they're just handing out like random, like you get different brands of candy. You get like a bag, like a 5-pound bag of like tinier bags. It's like a brand. So it's going to be like a variety pack of different things. So like, I'll fuck with the Willy Wonka or whatever. What's that brand? Is it just called Wonka? What is it? Do you know, like Runts?
Yeah.
And all Nerds. Those. Nerds. Yeah. Yeah. All, I can, those are good. Sweet Tarts. I like
classic.
Yeah, Smarties, love them.
Those are okay.
I don't like Laffy Taffy. That's in the Wonka
category. How dare you?
It's just, it gets stuck in my teeth. I don't know what to do. But anyway, a more quintessential candy that I feel like is not really passed out, but is quintessential to the season is candy corn and the little pumpkins. It's kind of like, if you've never had candy corn before, or the little pumpkins that are kind of also candy corn, it's kind of like eating like a crayon, but it's sweet. So those are good.
Yeah. Amazing. I have no idea what all of this is, but I would love to try. I'm so lost right now. And I love that you guys were fighting over the best candies. That was amazing.
Yeah, Chloe, how do you feel about candy corn? What's this?
I'm so sorry, everyone. I detest candy corn.
See, that's the thing. People like it or they hate it.
It's just gross.
I don't love it. I want to be clear. I don't love it. It's good, but it's not like my favorite.
It's controversial to some. Unlike Julianne, I love chocolate. I love,
that makes Halloween easier for you because I kept receiving chocolate even though I don't like chocolate. What do I do with it? I have to try to trade with my brother. Sometimes he doesn't want to trade. I'm just stuck with candy I'm not gonna eat, then I have to give it away.
The dilemmas.
I'm traumatized, go on.
But I don't have like a favorite candy that I do receive, but I do have like a wish list candy that I would love to receive. So in Hawaii, there's this thing called lihing mui. It's like this sweet and salty and sourish like plum powder. And sometimes you get some of that and you marinate it with some, marinate's such a weird word for it. You put it with some like gummy worms and oh my God, it's just like a fruity umami explosion of candy. Or there's this thing, there's this Mexican candy called, oh no, what is it called? Oh, it's like with the, it's with the, oh no. Oh no, what's that thing called?
I don't know, dude.
Oh no. Yeah,
you're on your own.
No. Oh no, I'm blanking. It's so good though. It's a Mexican candy and it.
Can you describe it?
It comes from that plant, man. It comes from that fruit.
Oh, it's the same thing?
It's that thing. Tamarind. Tamarind. Oh. It comes from tamarind. And you can have it with like mango flavor or watermelon flavor. My hands are very active today for those who can't see me. But anyway, those are my wish lists. I really like sour umami bomb candies like that.
Amazing.
It took a really long time to explain. Sorry.
This was a very intense question for us to have to answer.
Thank you. I love that. Now I know lots of Halloween candies. If someday I go to the US, I can, based on your answers, I can find some that I like. And by the way, I have a question because I've been always curious about it because I don't understand. Okay, so here's my question. The way that I think is that maybe trick or treating, it's more for the kids to go to the houses and knock on their door and receive the candies, or adults, like they can do this as well, or is this just for kids?
Just kids.
I mean, you can do it, but you're gonna get looks.
You're gonna get looks. People are gonna look at you like, what is wrong with you?
Like, you are, like, you're stealing from the children.
Yeah,
you can afford candy. Yeah.
It's not, it's frowned upon.
But I want to. But I have to hold back.
It would be nice.
Or I have like a little nephew. So now I can technically go trick-or-treating if I stand.
But you don't get to ask for it too. That's the thing. You can't be like, me too. Like, even if you have a child with you.
Sometimes, you know what? You know what? Not true. Because you know what? People in Hawaii are nice. Sometimes if you're just standing next to them, they give you candy too.
Oh, they just give it to you? Oh, I see.
Yeah. Well, aloha spirit over here. Not everyone though, but.
Not in Minnesota. No.
No.
Nope. And what about if you dress up as a kid and you try to make a voice as a kid?
They're going to call the cops.
I think they'll probably call the police, shut the door.
My only hope, you just destroyed my only hope of going trick-or-treating in the U.S. I was going to dress up.
Either of our houses will give you candy.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have a candy palooza.
Yeah.
Forget them. Forget them. And their rules.
Yeah. It's sad.
So then the roles of adults is to give the candies, and then they also can party as well, right? To go to Halloween parties.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, distribute candy, scare the kids.
Scare the kids?
Yeah, you know, like...
You with, scare like, children?
Like, not in, like, a serious way. Like, you just, like, set up your house with, like, cool lights and, like...
Oh, yeah, some people go all out. You should ask me. I told you I don't do Halloween. I don't know. I buy a bag of candy unless, like, in case a child is going to guilt me into giving them some, but nobody comes to my house.
Because they know you don't want to.
They don't know me.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Thank you for being you. Nobody can like obligate you to participate in something that you don't want to, right? And
just shut your doors, turn off your lights.
And people turn off the lights to try to keep kids from coming to their house.
Yeah,
that's a technique.
Yeah.
Amazing, awesome. Okay. What else I have here? Are there any regional or unique Halloween celebrations or events in the United States that you find interesting?
No.
No?
Oh my gosh.
I can't. Yes. I couldn't think of any. I couldn't think of what do people do? They get drunk and they party and they eat candy. What? I don't know. I couldn't think of anything. Do you have a good answer for this? Okay, tell me. Okay.
Even though I've never been on one, I've only seen it in movies and heard it. Through the grapevine.
Sorry, I won't say it. Go ahead.
But there's like haunted mazes, like corn mazes and like haunted hay rides.
She's right. I wasn't thinking hard enough. She's right. That's real. Haunted houses. Yeah. Haunted houses too.
Haunted houses. Yeah. So just to explain, haunted means like maybe there's like a cornfield. You know, there's a lot of farms on the mainland USA. And they just like put some scarecrows up, maybe someone who jumps out and scares you. Or there's like, is bobbing for apples a thing? Or is that
it
just like
was.
A fall?
I don't know if people do that. Might just be fall in general, but like harvest festival.
Yeah.
Do those exist? Yeah. I don't know.
Hay rides. I don't know. I've never been on one, but typically I would think you load like the back of a truck or a wagon with hay, and then you jump in the back and you go for a little ride underneath the moonlight, and things jump out at you, or it's just creepy. That sounds like a dream. I love it.
Yeah, it sounds really nice. Sounds romantic.
Yeah. Haunted houses are like the same, but you're walking around.
They're intense. Nowadays.
And I don't want to pee my pants. Like, my knees also get very weak when I'm walking and get scared. And then I go, and then I get wobbly. So if I'm sitting down in a hayride, I might be able to hold my social standings together a little more.
And the hay is right there to capture anything that
pee.
If you have any problems peeing, you should go to a haunted house, right? This is the solution.
Yeah, if you're feeling stuffed up or something.
Doctors recommend it.
I love that.
Yeah, the thing that I had in mind that I saw on Instagram is this one, like haunted houses, and I find so interesting the fact that I'm not judging, okay? I just find this so interesting that people pay lots of money to get scared. And I think it's worth it, like, to go to a place that you can go once a year, and also everything, the design there and all the people who are there to scare you. Maybe it's truly worth it, but I find so interesting that people pay to be scared. Are there any benefits of being scared to your health or mental health in general? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's so cool.
I think so. I think it's like a
What are the benefits, Chloe?
I think it's like a safe-ish environment to face your fears.
Okay.
And it gives you like a rush. So some
adrenaline.
People adrenaline rush. So some people... Yeah. That really helps them feel better, get their mind off of things. I don't know, it could just be kind of fun. I like the idea of it, but when I'm actually there, I want to go home immediately.
I've never been to one.
Oh, interesting.
Well, maybe we all should go together. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
Next Halloween, goes 2024.
Go. Yes.
I'll teleport to you. And you teleport to me.
The thing about magic that I wish I could do is just this teleport. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Okay, so next one. Do you have any favorite Halloween movies, TV shows, or books that you enjoy during the Halloween season?
Yeah, so for me, every October now, do a month of foreign language horror movies. On the weekends, we'll do this. This is in my language learning Discord server. And so each year now, it's new movies. Most of it is new movies I haven't seen before. So it's not necessarily like a tradition, but the tradition now is the foreign language horror movies and seeing horror from different places. So like we had movies around like The Djinn, for example, an Iran-based horror movie. And so it's like, it's a different kind of cultural experience watching these horror movies. But other than that, a go-to for me, which I also watch on Christmas Eve, is Blair Witch Project, which is just a staple, a horror staple.
Amazing.
It's the foundation for Julianne.
It is. It brings me to life.
I love that. Thanks for sharing.
Have you seen it? Have you seen Blair Witch Project, Chalice?
I think I heard of it, but I think I never saw it. But this sounds familiar.
Yeah. You have to.
Maybe tonight after this call.
Yeah, do it. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
You
yes.
It is really scary though, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is this like some spiritual, like devil thing?
No. It's a found footage. It's like the first found footage horror movie. I won't say more about it, but it's not like possession or religious or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah. That is scary.
In the woods. Horror in the woods.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing. What about you, Chloe?
Pour moi. I will watch anything that's scary during that time. I like a lot of new releases. So my answer changes every year. So I would say this year, for example, I watched a lot more American Horror Story, which is horrifying, but I'm alive and I'm making it. but I guess I would say this time of year really gets me in the mood for claymation type of films because I find their quality so creepy and amazing. For example, Nightmare Before Christmas is a classic.
I used to watch that one a lot.
Yeah. Coraline is exceptionally creepy. So yeah, the claymation kind of stuff is incredible. And it's not too scary. You can, gather the kids around and make cookies and be cozy.
Amazing. Thanks for sharing. I remember that in one of the episodes that you guys were talking at the beginning, Chloe, you mentioned the film Nope, and I watched it.
What you watched
amazing it? Amazing movie. I love that so much.
Good.
Yeah.
So good. It's so good. I'm so happy that you watched it.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
Mm-hmm. I was on vacation in a city called Balneário Camboriú here in Brazil, and then I went to the movie theater there to watch it, and yeah, I had an amazing time.
Yes, good.
See what your recommendations do on the podcast. Please keep recommending stuff over there.
Chloe, you're changing lives.
I'm changing lives. Well, you too. Because we were, I don't know if she was thinking it, but I get insecure sometimes and I'm like, does anyone actually care about our segment right in the beginning where we recommend things? Yes. But apparently someone out there does. So yeah. I'm very happy about that. Thank you.
Okay, so this is the contribution for me of this question. Nope, you guys go to watch Nope. This is a really cool movie for Halloween. Okay, last question about Halloween. Do you have a favorite Halloween memory from our childhood that stands out? If yes, tell us about it.
My standout memory is the year that I switched from having a small pumpkin-shaped plastic bucket to carry candy to just carrying a pillowcase to carry the candy while trick-or-treating, because I was able to like double the amount of candy I was able to hold, and like from there on out, like my life improved. I was able to eat more candy. I got like a lot more cavities than I ever got before, but it was a worthy trade for the amount of candy that I was able to carry with me. That's my favorite memory from childhood.
That was so inspirational. I love that.
It's called maximizing profits. I'm kind of a businesswoman. It's kind of just girl boss stuff. You guys wouldn't understand.
Like, my heart feels so warmed from that. Thank you, Julianne.
I love
you. You're welcome.
So much.
Thank you for listening.
for me, you know what? I don't have a particular memory that comes to mind, but well, I guess I do, but it's like very vague. I just remember dressing up as Bubbles from the Powerpuff Girls one year.
Cute.
And being in like a toy store and just wanting like the goo candy. That's all I wanted. And that's all I can remember.
Goo candy?
Goo, you know, like the goo candy comes like a tube.
Oh, yes. Nope, I do know. Yeah, yeah. Disgusting. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, excuse me.
It's just gross. I don't know what to say.
This is coming from the girl who doesn't like chocolate. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I think it's fair to not like goo. Goo is not human food. Goo? No.
You just started a war with me. How dare you?
The podcast is over.
This is our first fight. Yeah. Or I just remember walking around this one particular neighborhood, and this neighborhood went all out. It was a very rich neighborhood, and I was not part of that demographic. But on Halloween, it's for anybody. So they can't tell. So yeah. I go in there, and they got lights displays. They got big, giant blow-up mummies and ghosts in the yard. They got a guy dressed as a mummy or a ghost or a vampire or something coming out and spooking kids. And it was a ball. It was so awesome. Oh, yeah. And there's music, and there's like fog machines. It's
wow. Fancy.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, nice. I will just say one thing about Minnesota Halloween is a lot of the time it is really fucking cold and or snowing. So it's very lame to like walk around trick-or-treating like with a coat covering your costume. It's so sad.
Oh no.
So it's just like, and sometimes it like hurt, like your fingers kind of hurt because it's kind of too cold out. So
I should be grateful. I've never thought of that. I mean, it's like the same temperature all year round here.
Yeah.
Which I realize I understand. Like that is, very lucky and fortunate. But that, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Ow.
But at least you got your pillow thing, right?
Yeah, my pillowcase. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Got that going for you.
Yeah. Worth it.
Awesome. Okay, so I hope you guys who are listening to this right now enjoyed a little bit of Halloween from the US. I really appreciate you guys sharing everything that you shared. I learned a lot about Halloween. So let's move on to the second part of this podcast episode, which is we're gonna talk about some spooky paranormal, I don't know, UFO. I have no idea what you guys prepared. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. If you can, please share the podcast with your friends. Subscribe to the show so you can get notified when I release new episodes. And feel free to leave a review. I would love to read it. Now I have a message for you. Remember this, you don't have to be alone when learning a new language. You can find awesome communities to be part of. The number one reason why I was able to level up my English is because I decided to get out of my comfort zone and connect with language learners from all around the globe. So, if you have been struggling to improve your speaking skills, and if you can't find someone else to have a conversation, I want to encourage you to participate in our online encounters and to join our global community on Telegram. Since June of 2020, I've been organizing English-speaking sessions on Zoom for us to hang out. In there, you can meet new people, make new friends, and practice English while having fun. If you can't use Telegram, don't worry. I always announce our encounters on social media, and you can always DM me so I can send you the link to our meetings. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.